President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports is drawing criticism from trading partners, pundits, and politicians, including many Republican leaders. Let's gauge public reaction with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, then-candidate Trump promised to restore manufacturing to the United States. Is he honoring that pledge, and as such, is it at least resonating with his base?
We have a question that I want to start with in discussing the answer to that question, where we say, is trade good for the country economically, or is it bad because it costs jobs? And we now have 70%, roughly, of Americans just a few weeks ago who said trade is a positive for the U.S. And in this situation, this is highly unusual. Both Democrats and Republicans agree. Now, I think they're looking at it differently. Republicans are saying it's a positive because Trump now is able to do what he's doing. And Democrats say it's a positive because more generally they believe in globalism and that it's good for the country. But nevertheless, in theory, Americans are quite positive about trade, which would say, maybe they're not so interested in disrupting trade by imposing tariffs. And in line with that, a couple of polls have come out just very recently, one by Marist and one by our friends at Quinnipiac, where they asked very specifically about the steel and aluminum tariffs, and both of them found more negative than positive responses. By about 15 to 20 percentage points, Americans come back more negatively than positively when they tested the specifics of what Trump just said.
Frank, great news coming from the Labor Department today. U.S. employers went on what's being described as a hiring binge. The unemployment rate is unchanged at 4.1%. Is there a correlation between the strength of the economy and an appetite for tariffs?
There absolutely is, and the relationship is such that as unemployment goes down, Americans are more and more positive about trade, which again would be negative to what Trump is doing right now. It's a fascinating graph when you look at it. When unemployment is high, Americans suddenly say, you know, trade is bad for the country. We need to do something about it. It's costing us jobs. But more recently, as I just mentioned, in the last several years, as unemployment has dropped, Americans are less worried about jobs and more positive about trade.
Let's switch to the other big news that came out last night, that being the announcement that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump have agreed to meet. What's Gallup's latest information on Americans' regard for problems with North Korea?
The American public sees that as a giant problem, which means the potential is there if something actually comes out of these meetings. And, of course, many commentators have pointed out in the past North Korea hasn't followed through on what it may have promised. But if something comes out of this, and this threat of nuclear weapons on the part of North Korea is diffused to some degree, it'll be a real plus for the American public. Because right now, Dave, let me go down the list. Americans say that the North Korean possession of nuclear weapons is the most critical threat that we have out of a list that we gave them to the U.S. right now. Americans are more negative about North Korea as a country than any other nation that we test. And also, Americans see North Korea by far as our greatest enemy. So if Trump is going after this in a positive way that yields results, I think the public will say, right on, you've addressed what we think is a major problem.
But obviously too soon to gauge whether there is concern that this kind of a top-level meeting might backfire.
That's true. We don't know what's going to happen. They say they're going to meet before the end of May. What will happen coming out of that, of course, remains to be seen. But nevertheless, the idea that something might happen to defuse the threat of North Korea is, in theory, a real plus to the average American.
Frank, I understand Gallup has new information on the proliferation of artificial intelligence and the extent to which Americans are or are not aware of its use.
We did a big study just on artificial intelligence in conjunction with Northeastern University in the Boston area, and we found Americans are positive in general about artificial intelligence. They're worried that it's going to take away jobs. But when we ask them, do you use the following products, all of which to some degree or the other employ artificial intelligence, we found a great many Americans said yes. Navigation apps, you know, Google Maps, the navigation in our cars, all of that's based on artificial intelligence. And we have a huge percent, over 80% of Americans say they use those things. Streaming services coming over the computer, Siri on your iPhone. We have almost half of Americans who use that, and that, of course, is based on artificial intelligence. So we've got a lot of Americans who are already using AI in one way or the other. When we think of Alexa, you know, the home personal assistants or Google Home, that's less prevalent, but about one out of five Americans claim they're already using that kind of home personal assistant. and 32%, mostly in urban areas, naturally, say they're using Uber or Lyft already. And of course, the software that sends the Uber car to get you is very much based on artificial intelligence. So it's already pervading the U.S. economy, and Americans, whether they know it or not, are already using it.
Is there apprehension about its eventual role in the employment sector?
There is. Americans think that artificial intelligence is going to eliminate more jobs than it creates. They don't think it's going to take their job. Americans are very ego-shielded on that, but they certainly say that overall there's a crisis coming because it's going to eliminate a lot of jobs and not create as many to replace it.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.